Okay, so good morning, Erev Shabbat Shalom. Today's daf is daf Chet. We left off. There was the middle of the page on Zayin Amud Bet 7b. Smack in the middle of the page. We left off at a Matkifla Rav Acha Bereid Rav Yika. He says he has a contradiction. Matkifla Rav Acha Bereid Rav Yika. Imken, we said yesterday, we were talking about the, if you take from the property of the person that caused you damage, do you take from his choices property or do you take from his non-choices property? How do we evaluate it? How do we measure it? So the Gemara now says, based on yesterday, how we finished yesterday, that we said if you want to similarize our teaching, we said to make it similar to the case of a Baal Chob, person who is owed debt, that he collects from a Beinonit, if he wants to go in an average land, if he wants to go and collect from someone from a non-average land, like a lower land, he can say, give me more, but he'd have to pay the more expensive price. So the Gemara says, Matkivar of Acha Bereid Rav Yika. Imken, if that's the case, Na'alta Deli Lifnei Lovin. You're closing the door in front of lenders. Why? The Amar Le, because the lenders are going to say, Ilu Havuli Zuzei Hava Shakliv Kedashta. If I had the money myself right now, and I hadn't given it to you, I would buy what I want right now. Hashta, this is Zuzei Gabach Hashkoki Ukarad Kame. But now that the money is by you, I have to buy it at the more expensive price later on. So therefore, what are they going to say? The lenders are going to say, oh, I don't want that to happen, so I'm not going to lend. And therefore, we're blocking out lenders from ever lending. Ela, Amar Vacha, Bereid Rav Yika, Iika LeDamoye, what do we make it similar to? The Ketubat Isha Midaminan. We make it similar to a case of a woman's Ketubah. The Ketubat Isha Dinah V'Ziburi. The Ketubah of a woman, she can collect it from the inferior land. But if she says to him, you know what? I want to collect my ketubah from your average land. Just give me a little bit less. I was supposed to get it from the inferior land. Give me a little bit better land. But a little bit less than that. Amar la, you can say to her, if you take what you're supposed to, then you can take right now. And if not, then if not, if you want to take the more average land, you have to pay the more higher price that it would be later on. So the Gemara says, Mikomakom Kasha, hold on. We still have a difficulty from yesterday's daf. Yesterday, the question was, it says, Meitav Sadehu, the best of your land. And it said, Yashiv, you say that, no, you can even give the worth of the money, even in bran, which is not so such a great commodity. So which one is it? So the Gemara says, it's still a Kushia. Amar Avar, Avar responds, Kol Diyayiv La Le, and Meitav Lehiv Le. He says, what it meant that you have to give from your choices, it meant anything that you give, make sure it's the best of what you're giving. So if you're giving food, give the best of your food. You're giving produce, you're giving a field, give the best of your field. So the Gemara says, Vam Metav Sedeh Ukti, but it says the best field. How are you saying the best of what you're giving? It says specifically, you have to give the best field. So the Gemara says, Eleki Atar of Papa, Rav Huna, Bidere, Rav Yerushom, Be'erav, when they came from the Academy of Rav, Rashua, they explained, Kol milei metavu, everything is considered the best. It's considered good. The law, mizdaban hacha, mizdaban matafridi. Because if I'm not able to sell something generally now, I can sell it in a different city. Except for levar me'ara, except for land. The leitiv lei metav, he has to give from the best of his land. That's why it says, from the field, the best of the field. Because if I have a field over here, and I can't sell it here, if I go outside somewhere else, I'm not necessarily going to be able to sell it. Someone who wants it probably is going to be living here. But in other items, yeah, I could. So therefore, he was specifically talking about a field they have to give the best. But everything else, it's already considered the best. Because if you don't sell it in this city, you can sell it in a different city. He asked a question from Rabbi Abba. Kishen shamin, when they evaluate, v'shelohen shamin, or v'shel olamin shamin, do they evaluate it based on the nizak, based on the damage, the one that was damaged, or they evaluate it based on the olam, the world, what is the value, market price of what was damaged in this item? Meaning, if someone damages someone, do you look at what was damaged and how much that harmed the person and what he lost? Or do you say, you know what, this property would be worth X in the world right now, and he damaged X. Maybe in the world the market price is much lower or much higher. So the Gemara says, Aliba derbi Ishmael lo tibaylach. It's not a question according to Rabbi Ishmael. Damar ben Izak Shemino. Because Rabbi Ishmael said, we evaluate it based on the one that was damaged. So that one was Pashut. It's for sure not according to him. Ki tibaylach Aliba derbi Akiva. It's questioning from the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Damar ben Mazik Shemino. The Rabbi Akiva said, we evaluate it based on the damager. So he says, Mai, what's the din? Meitav sadeo amar rachmanah lamaute din Izak. It says the best of his field. That's going to exclude the Nizak and make it that it's talking about, just not talking about the one that was damaged. Or Dilma, Lema'uti Dalma Nami. Or maybe it's coming to exclude the rest of the world also. Meaning, is it specifically talking about everyone but the Nizak that we evaluate? Or no, specifically only the Mazik, the one that was that damaged. So the Gemara says, Amar Le, Rachmana, Amar Meitav Sadeu, Vat, Amar Dushal Olam and Shamin. The Pasuk says, you evaluate, you give the choicest field, his choicest field, and you say you're going to evaluate from the rest of the world? How can you evaluate the rest of the world if you're saying it says in the Pasuk, his field, specifically him? ATV, we have a contradiction. And, okay, this is a case, if let's say he has somebody who is coming to collect the debt, and Dubat Isha, he has to pay, and damage. Three cases. So the Gemara says so they come and collect. Eno ela idit. He only has choicest land. He only has the best, the most superior. Kulam govin mina idit. They would all collect from the superior. Benoni, if he only has average land, kulam govin mina benoni. They would all collect from the average land. Ziburit, if it's from the inferior land, kulam govin mina ziburit. They would all collect from the inferior land. Now you know idit benoni ziburit. If he had one of each, he had superior, average, and inferior. Nizakin ba'idi, the damager, the one that was damaged, collects from the superior. Ubal chov menonit, the one that's collecting debt, collects from the average. Kdubat isha b'ziburit, and the kduba of a woman collects from the inferior land. Idit ubenonit, if he has superior and average land. Nizakin ba'idi, the damaged one collects from the superior land. Bal chov kdubat isha b'menonit, and the other two collect from the average land. Benonit v'ziburit, if he has average land and inferior land. Nizakin u'balchov benonit, the damaged one and the one collecting debt collects from the average land. U'kdubat isha v'ziburit, and the one that's collecting the ketubah collects from the inferior land. Idit v'ziburit, what if he has superior land, flipping the amud, and inferior land? So nizakin be'idit, the one that was damaged collects from the superior land. U'balchov u'kdubat isha v'ziburit, and the one that's collecting debt and the ketubat isha is from the inferior land. So the Gemara says katani mia metzia, but in the big middle case we taught benonid v'ziburit, if you have average land or inferior land, nizakin u'balchov benonid, the damaged one and the balchov collect on the average, ketubat isha v'ziburit, and the one collecting ketubah collects from the inferior land. V'amar d'shelo en shamin, and if you say that we're talking about evaluating it from him, from the mazik, hold on. Make his average land considered like an idit, superior land, because it says metav sadeu, and therefore veitche balchov etzal ziburit. And therefore, if the one that is collecting for damage should be collecting from the more superior land, which in this case is the average land, therefore push the one collecting a debt down with the ketubat isha to be collecting from the inferior land. But it didn't say that. Meaning, if we say we evaluate it based on the person, right? We evaluate it based on him by the mazik. Then, right? Let's go back to the question: b'shelo en shamin or b'shelo olam en shamin? We go based on the mazik, what he the damager, or do we go based on the world? Do we go based on nizak, the one that was damaged, or do we go based on the rest of the world? So he's saying, if we're talking about a case where we're going by the nizak, by the one that was damaged, then you would view his average land like a superior land. So the Gemara says, what are we dealing with here? Kigon shaitalo idit umechara. No, he had a superior land originally, after the loan, and he sold it, after the loan. And therefore, whenever Rashi says ishaved le benonid le balchov miikara, therefore the balchov wanted to who has the rights on that benonid land was already from beforehand. I mean, he has the rights on that average land, so therefore you can't pull him down. That's why the case is talking about it. It could be still talking about the nizak, the one that was damaged. So the Gemara says v'chena maruch yistak kigon shaitalo idit mechara. He had a superior land and he sold it, and so therefore the average land was already had the rights on it by the Baal Chov. The Gemara says, "Achinami mesaber." Makes sense to say this. Kigon shaitalo idit umechara. Sorry, mechila. Achinami mikdane achariti, because it says in a different beraita, benonid v'ziburit. We said if he has the average land and inferior land, nizakin v'benonid, the one damaged collect from the average land. Baal Chov kedubat isha v'ziburit. And the Baal Chov, and the one collecting ketubah, collect from the inferior land. Hold on. It's not what we just said. So the Gemara says, Kasha and Adade. This is difficult on one another. We just said the opposite. If you have an average and an inferior, the Baal Chov and the Nizakin collect from the average, and the Ketubah Adisha collects from the inferior. Now we're saying, if you have an average and an inferior, the Nizakin collects from the average, and the Baal Chov and the inferior collect from the Baal Chov and the Ketubat Isha, sorry, collect from the inferior. So the Gemara says, Ela lav shma minah, must be teaching, kancha italo ididim chara, kancha loha italo ididim chara. Answer number one is, this is the difference. The difference is, if he had the superior land and he had sold it after the loan, so therefore, the Baal Chov, who gave this loan, he had already the rights on the Beinonid land, the average land. If he had that rights already, therefore, he would be able to collect from the average land. And if not, if he had not yet had that loan, therefore, he would not be able to collect from the average land, rather from the inferior land. That's answer number one. And if you want to say a different answer, both cases we're talking about is he did not have a superior land and sold it. And it's not difficult. The difference would be, if we consider his average land, considered like the superior land of the world. So Rashi says, the Tana de Matnita Kamaita Savar Bishel Olam in Shamin, the original first Tana said that, the first Baraita said that we would evaluate it based on the world. And the second one, the latter Baraita, would say, no, we're evaluating it based on the one that was damaged. That's how you would explain it over here. And it would be whether we consider his average land considered like an idit, like the superior land, or not. That would be the difference. The Gemara gives a third answer. If you want to say a third answer, both agree. Sorry, I read the previous Rashi. The previous Rashi was on this Gemara. What the previous case was talking about was that either do we view his average land like a superior land? That's one opinion. The other one would say, no, we view his average land not like a superior land. That's where the difference would be. That's answer number two. Answer number three now, excuse me, says, if you want to say, everyone agrees that his average land is considered like an average land in the world. V'hacha b'ha pligi. And over here, the machloket is the following. Excuse me. Mor savar b'shelo en shamin. Mor savar b'shelo olam en shamin. The first opinion says we evaluate it based on the world. And the second opinion says, no, we evaluate it based on the nizak, the one that was damaged. And that would be the difference between the two opinions. That's answer number three. Ravina gives another answer. Bidde ula pligi. He says we're arguing on the opinion of ula. De amar ula. Ula says, Dvar Torah, Baal Chov, Beziburit. According to the Torah, a Baal Chov collects from the inferior land. Shene amar, as the Pasuk says, Bachutz ta'amod va'ish asher ata nushebo, yotzi elechet la'avod achutza. Stand outside, and the person that you're collecting from will bring you out the collateral. So he says, "Mad darko shel adam lehotzi lachutz." What does the person usually bring out? Pachot shebekelim usually brings out the lowest of kelim. So therefore, you see that a person's collecting debt is only from the inferior property.
Right.
Umata, according to the Torah, umata amru baal chov benunit. And why did the chachamim say that a baal chov can collect from the average land? Kedei shelotin ol delet b'pnei lovin, because we don't want to close the door in front of those who lend. Because if he says, "Oh, he's only going to collect from the inferior land," he's not going to lend at all. So more idle takanda de ula, more late takanda de ula. The question over here and opinion number four here is whether we hold whether he goes like the opinion of ula or not. The latter baraita would say, no, I don't go like ula, whereas the earlier baraita would say, like, no, yes, I do go like ula. And therefore, that's how you'd explain the difference if we say the Baal Chov would even be able to collect from the average land, or he would not be able to collect from the average land, rather only from the inferior land.
Not everybody agrees with the
Tekanat. The Dvar Torah, according to the Torah, they collect from the Ziburit, and Midarabanan, they collect from the Benoni.
Ula's opinion is not accepted by
Yom? In Halakha, it's accepted.
It's accepted?
Yeah, in Halakha, it's accepted. Tan Rabbanan, the Baraita says, Machar le'echad, ola shosham ne'adam, ke'echad. Okay, now we're getting into a little bit of a state. So let's say a person comes, And he Rashi says, "Biyom echad, mishaya alav nizakinu k'tuba d'shav ba'alchov." He had a person who was coming, he caused damage to. He had a debt he had to pay, and he had a woman collecting her ketubah. So what did he do? He went and sold his properties to one person on one day, or machar le'echad, or le'shlosha b'nei adam, or to three people. Right, ke'echad, exactly, like one, meaning all in one day. So, kulan nichnesu tachad ha'ba'alim. All of them come under the ba'alim, meaning now they're entered into this realm where now they get a little bit hard end of the stick, that now the buyers have the deen of like a seller, and therefore he has to pay back the people that own this guy who they bought from, owed money. Exactly. But if it was one after another, kulan govin min acharon, all of those people who they're owed come and collect from the last one who bought. Ain lo, if he doesn't have enough, govem mishalefanav, they collect from the one in front of him, the second one. Ain lo, if he doesn't have, govem mishalefanav, we collect from the first one. Mecharan le'echad hechidame. So when they sold it to one person, how is that case? Ilei mevat achad, if it was all in one shot, he sold all of his things. Hashta deshlosha deikalamim archad minayu kadim. By the case of three people, that you got to say that one came before the other. Meaning, I'm handing one, then two, then three. Even if it's all on one day, one came before the other. Amart kulan nechneshu tachad ba'alim. You said all three of them come under the ba'alim, and therefore they have to pay the people that are owed, the ba'al chov, the damaged one, and the ketubat isha. So mecharan leechan mibaya. Would you even ask a case of if he sold to one person? What is it mentioning if he sold it to one person? If you sold it to three people, they have to pay your who you owe. If you sell it to one person, you don't have to pay. Of course you would have to pay. So what's the deen? So he says, Ela pshita b'zeh achar zeh. It must be talking about one after another. Umay shna shlosha. And why specifically by shlosha do they have to pay back? Dekol chad v'chad amar leh, hinachti lecham makom nikbod mimenu. Because each one of them says that I left you a place to go and collect, meaning I didn't take all of it. I didn't buy all of it from him. I left it for you. So the second one says, I also left it to you. So the first two people say, I left you property to go and collect from to the ones that are collecting. So the Gemara says, Hai nami, akol chad v'chad leimale, hinachni lecha makom nikbod mimenu. This one also can say, I left you a place that to go and collect from. Meaning you can say, I didn't take it all at once. I took it one after another. This one can say. So the Gemara says, Hacham amai eskina, what are we dealing with here? Kigon shalakach idid b'achrona. Talking about a case where he took the most superior land at the end. And therefore Rashi says, he's like, I'm okay with you guys coming and collecting what you're supposed to collect, and not from my idit. Meaning, the damaged one collects from the superior. The Baal Chov collects from the average, and the Ketubat Isha collects from the inferior. He's like, I'm okay with it. V'chen amar Rav Sheshet, kigon shelakach idit b'achrona. It's talking about a case where he bought the superior land at the end. So God said, Yachi, if that's the case, leitu kulu v'ligbu mi'idit. Why isn't everyone come and collect from the superior land? So the Gemara says, Mishum da'amar lahu, he says, Ishtakitu v'shaklitu k'dinayichu. If you're quiet and you come and take what you're supposed to, one superior, one middle, one inferior, shaklitu, then you can take it. V'ilo, and if not, ma'adarna shtara l'ziburid l'mare, v'shaklitu kulchun kulchu l'miziburid. He says, I'm giving the document, the deed for the inferior property back to the owner, and then you're going to have to go and collect from him, from the inferior property. So if you all listen and you collect what you're supposed to, good. And if not, you're all getting the inferior. So the Gemara says, Yachi, if that's the case, flipping the Amud, v'nizakin nami nemachi. Why don't we say the same thing by the case of damage? Right? Rashi says, Ibai lemishkal b'enoni shekol. If he wants to take from the average property, he can. V'lo me'adar n'shtar zibure demare. I'm giving my inferior property back to the master. But tishkol zibure b'alkochach, you're going to have to take from the inferior. So why don't we say this? So ela hacham ma'iskina, what are we dealing with here? We're talking about the case of orphans that are not obligated to pay the father what the father owed. And the shi'ibud is incumbent upon this person who bought, the buyer, to pay. So therefore, since that's the case, you're not able to say that. And this is a kushya. This is a difficulty here.
Yetumim take the idit, no? What did they take? Yetumim take the benoni?
Rashi says, look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Ena midlotayin achi ba'alchov ba'achi askin." Kigon shemet hamocher, the seller died. Bekivan shelo yiniach karaka, since he didn't leave any property. Ena etumim b'nei piron, the orphans are not required to pay. Then metaltelei di yatmei ba'alchov lo mishlavdei. Movable properties for orphans to a person who the father owed money is not owed. Ve'afal bishem machazir lahem karaka, even though they have to pay back, there's a returning of property. It's like orphans that bought property after the death of the father. That's why we're asking from nizakin, not balchov. So it doesn't specify exactly what, but it's saying the movable property specifically, because the children, the orphans, for movable properties are not required to pay. So even if they get the property, the actual physical property back, they wouldn't have to pay from that, because that's considered like a property that is bought back after the father died, which they wouldn't have to pay from on the father's death. So what's the din here? So the Gemara says it's a kushiya. So the Gemara says, you must say, Ela mishum de amar lehu, tama may amor avanan ein efraim nechasim shubadim. Rather, it's because he says to him, why don't we collect from the most superior property? It's because, what's the reason the rabbis say that a person, you don't pay back from property that's mishubad, in the case where you have property that's free? It's like when there's a property that has a lien, you don't pay back from that. When you have free property, you pay back from the free property. Why do they say that? Because of the takana, the establishment of the buyer, of me. What does that mean? What takana is the buyer? They just want to say, oh, look, I came and bought this property. Now I have to pay back for my superior land. He says, no way. So he says, Anna behata kanta lo nichali. So he says, I don't want this takana. I don't want you to establish this for me in this case. This is what he says, right? Rashi says, Shekuli kidinaichi, dinaichu. Take exactly what you're supposed to take. The one that's collecting damage from the idit. The one that's a balchov from the average, and the one that's from ktubat isha from the inferior land. I don't want you to collect the way you know what this takana is trying to do. So the Gemara says, how do we know? So he says kederava, and this goes like the opinion of Rava. The Amar Rava kula omer efshe v'takana chachamim. If someone says, I don't want this takana establishment of the chachamim, kegon zo, like in this case from inlo, we listen to him. The Gemara says, my kegon zo, what does that mean? Like this. We learn this in Masechet. You guys remember? Masechet Ketubot. We said over there, Daf Nunchen Amud Bet, over there we said that if a woman comes to her husband and says that I don't want to be supported by you, and my work, I'm not giving you the income, she can do that. She has the ability to do that. Generally, we say the income goes to the husband. That's if she's getting supported. She's getting mezonot. But if she's not getting support, she says, I don't want the support, she doesn't have to do this. That's how you know that the woman can say, I don't want this takana of the chachamim, and therefore she can stop it. So too over here, the guy can say, this is how we know that you would if you had lien on property, you wouldn't be able to, that we said that you wouldn't pay from the free property, that's a takana. But the guy can say, I don't want this takana. Because let's say my free property is the superior property, I don't want them to collect from the superior, I'd rather they collect from that one, and therefore they take their portions of what they actually deserve. Okay, we'll stop there for today, a quick 1 minute recap.